Today's Marmokomos, in my humble opinion, were probably the hardest that we've had all year. Not because they were so hard, but because I'm asking you to appreciate what we're going to be doing requires a lot of background that you don't necessarily have. So the Marmokomos are not so much on the daf, and they are background-type Marmokomos, but I will try and position ourselves for maximum success in Yirtzeh Hashem tomorrow. Today we'll start to get some of the klalim down, and then tomorrow we will we'll tie it into our sugya. So our Gemara, we're talking about a case where you have a safek, a piece of some kind of bread-like substance, and you have a safek whether it's chametz or matzah. Why can't you just tell? Because it's some kind of mold on it, and it's at a state where you cannot easily discern its status. So the Gemara goes through various possibilities of how to deal with a suffix situation when it comes to chametz and matzah. We'll see a lot more of this on Daf Tes, but the Gemara addresses maybe shkop al sarof. After all, now it's Pesach. Most of the bread-like stuff is matzah, and therefore you could assume you can go after rov. The Gemara says another possibility, maybe you should go after basra, since we are already a couple of days into Pesach. So therefore, you could assume that which you have now is the most recent type of stuff, and therefore basra would indicate once again that this is matzah. The counter, of course, is that this is badly spoiled, and if it's badly spoiled, that would suggest it's been around a lot. That would undermine the fact that you go basar basar because it's got a lot of ipush. So the Gemara goes through this shakl v'tarya, tries to analogize to the case of Ma'aser Sheni, distinguishes Ma'aser Sheni. The details are not so important for now. What is important for us for now is we try to work with rov, we try to work with the concept basra, and these are concepts that I would call suffix resolution mechanisms. We have a suffix, we want to resolve the suffix, and we have ways of trying to resolve the suffix. Now, another example of a suffix resolution mechanism.
It's not really beaver, though.
Various suffix resolution mechanisms. Now, the Gemara, so the Tzla comes along. The Tzla comes along and says, this seems to be very difficult according to Shitas HaRambam. Because if you look at the Rambam, we'll see the Rambam inside momentarily, but the Rambam seems to say that Chametz is what we call a Davar Sheyesh L'Matirin. And when it comes to Davar Sheyesh L'Matirin, after all, something's only also for now, a limited window of time. It's also for today. It's also for this week. It's also for a period of time, and then it's going to be mutter a little later on. So we call that a davar sheyesh matir. And in general, we do not rely on suffix resolution mechanisms when it comes to a davar sheyesh matir. And Chametz says that tzlach looks like a davar sheyesh matir because it's also for a week, and then it's going to be mutter. And therefore, why do we rely on things? Well, as I'm going to suggest, we should rely on things like rov or basra. That is the question of the tzlach, and the tzlach wiggles his way out of the question. How does he wiggle his way out of the question? You'll see this inside, but the tzlach says that our Gemara, who's the Baal Memra of our Gemara?
Rav.
And Rav is the Baal Memra of our Gemara, and Rav happens to paskin like Rabbi Yehuda against Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon have a machlokes whether chametz la'achar ha-pesach is osir min ha-torah. Rabbi Yehuda paskins that you have three times it says don't eat chametz, one kodem Pesach, one during Pesach, one la'achra Pesach. So la'achra Pesach, there is also an iser de'oraisa to do what? To eat chametz. And since it's an iser de'oraisa, even after Pesach, guess what? Chametz is not a davar sheyesh lo matirin. And the Gemara is according to Rav, who follows the view of Rabbi Yehuda. Guess how the Rambam paskins? Like Rabbi Shimon, who holds that Chametz L'Achra Pesach is what? Is not Osir Min HaTorah. And therefore, our Gemara is Lo Kal Lacha. Our Gemara is according to Rabbi Yehuda. We pass Rabbi Shimon. The Rambam says Davar Sheyesh L'Matirin. And Shalom Al Yisrael. And that is what the Tzlach says. But I saw this as an opportunity to really dig a little bit deeper, understand a little better, because you will know, do your moms go crazy before Pesach?
Yeah.
No.
Assuming that you do not go away. If you go away, then they don't go crazy. But if you stay home for Pesach, your moms go crazy. And the question is, why? Why are they going so crazy? They're checking every single, in crazy houses, they check every single balata crack. They fly through all the svar, make sure that there's not. Why? Why? Let's say there's a crumb of bread. Let's say. Are we worried about a crumb of bread when it comes to Bali Rabbi Matzeh?
No.
No, we saw that already. We discussed Peirurin. You did Biddle. No problem. We're not Gluska Yafes. So good. The Gluska Yafes we found. So why are we so worried about all the crumbs? You know why we're worried about the crumbs? We're worried about the crumbs because maybe all year long you're learning over your donuts. And now you're going to take your same sefer on Pesach and you're going to learn over your matzah ball soup. And a crumb of the pre-Pesach bread falls into your matzah ball soup. So you'll tell me, Rebbe, Mahabaya, a crumb is for sure going to be butter. What's the answer to that question? Chametz, according to the Rambam, is a davar sheyesh lo matirin, and davar sheyesh lo matirin ain't a batel. The reason that we are crazy about chametz on Pesach is because chametz on Pesach is aser b'mashu, as we will see in a moment. And since it's aser b'mashu, we do not apply the rule of bittel, and therefore we have to be very concerned about even small crumbs. Aser b'mashu. It's aser, even a scintilla of chametz is going to be aser. Yeah.
Is bread and matzah, chametz and matzah, considered
banana? Not now. But is it not now. Not now. Not saying it's a bad question. It's not now. Okay. So let us explore, take a step backwards, then take a quick perusal through Shas, and then bring it into chametz and matzah. How do we deal and negotiate with this topic of davar sheyesh lo matirin? So where does the sugya come up for the first time? Maseches Beitza on daf gimel amud beis onto dalet amud aleph. And the Gemara there has the following case. There's three cases that the Gemara describes. Case number one is Beitza Shinola. Yom Tov Aser. So that's us, that's Pesach Beis Hillel, that's halacha number one. Then the Gemara has a second halacha, Sveika Asura. And then a third halacha is Im Nisarva Ba'elef Kulan Asuras. Okay? Beitzol Biyantiv is Asur, Midin Muksa Nolad. Fine. Then we have a halacha, Sveika Asura. If it's a suffix, it's Asur in this Arba Be'elef Kulan Asuras. That's the Gemara. Now, the Gemara is bothered by the following question. Again, you'll see this inside if you haven't already. The Gemara is bothered by the following question. Is a Beitza Shnola B'yantif an Isser Dorais or Isser Drabonin? So that's Machlokas in the Gemara. Rabba says it's Doraisa. And Rav Yitzchak, Rav Yosef, others say it's the Rabban. Okay, now if it's an Isser Doraisa, does this halacha make sense?
Yeah.
Sveik Asura make sense?
Yeah.
Yes. If it's an Isser Drabbanan, does this halacha make sense?
No.
It does not make sense. Why? Because then you should argue Sveik Derabbanan Lekula. The Gemara makes an attempt to say that halacha number one has nothing to do with halacha number two. And halacha number two, when it says Sveik Asur, you know what it's talking about? It's not talking about a Beitza Shnol B'yantif. It's rather talking about a Sveik Trefa. You have an egg that is laid. It might be a Trefa. And that's an Isser De'o Raisa Sveik Asur. The Gemara has that Shach Vatari. The Gemara then comes back and says, no. Is that Sveik is talking about what kind of Sveik? It's talking about a Sveik Beitza Shnol B'yantif. Yonto, oh, ulai no daber, bechol. And why is Sveika Asura? Rav Ashi explains, because of davar sheyesh lo matirin, and by a davar sheyesh lo matirin, you don't say safek dera bana lakula, and you also don't say bittel ber. Bittel Barov. You don't say Bittel Barov, you don't say Safek Draban Vakula. Why? Because a Beitza, Safek Shol B'yantif Safek Shol B'chol is a Davar Sheyesh Lo Matirin. Now just explain to me, simple. Why is it a Davar Sheyesh Lo Matirin? Because when did Aser? It's a Beitza Shnol D'Be'er. Asan Yantif. Tomorrow it's It's mutter. Okay. Yeah. Now, first part of Shir. Why is a davar sheyeso matirin ain't a but? Why? What is the reason that davar sheyeso matirin is not batel? This is a machlokes Rashi and the Ran. Rashi in Beitz of Gimel Beis, the Ran in the Dorim Nun Beis. Who could tell me Rashi's pshat? Why is davar sheyeso matirin ain't a batel according to Shita's Rashi? Yes, yes, see. What? Yes, Nachi.
Because why are you going to rely on these? I guess you could say coolers now.
Why rely on coolers? What kind of cooler?
Rove,
meaning Rove. 80% kosher, 20% shrei. So what does that mean? There's a 20%. Risk factor. Suffolk the Rabban Lakula, but is there still a suffolk here? Yes. So there's a risk factor. So why put myself into a situation of what?
Risk.
Of risk when I could just wait 24 hours and be risk free. Be
Hundo P.
Yes! Why put myself into that scenario? That is the shita of Rashi. Now, according to that shita, does that sound like a din d'oraisa or a din d'rabban? Correct. That's a din d'rabban. In other words, min haTorah, can we rely on Rove? Of course we can. But the rabbis came along and said, don't play Russian roulette when you can go ahead and tonight eat it beheter gof. Adkan shitas Rashi. That is the classic pshat, the simple pshat. It's a din de rabbanon. Don't rely on rove, even though minato you can, because why put yourself in a state of risk? Shmuel Yaakov.
Is it like an extra liver kind of thing?
Similar. Yes, similar. Okay. Then there is a razzle-dazzle pshat. A fancy, fancy pshat. And the Ran, I bring this Ran to your attention because it's going to come up tomorrow, but it is like, you see this Ran, and it's like, holy smokes. Now, I understand where the Rishonim were holding by. What a razzle-dazzle pshat. You and I would never say such a pshat, but it's a brilliant, brilliant pshat. So the Ran is dealing with a sugya of bittul. And the Gemara in Masechas Nedarim has a machlokas regarding min bimina. Everyone agrees that min b'she'eno mino, you say bittul. What does that mean, min b'she'eno mino, you say bittul? For example, if you have a drop of milk that falls into a pile of meat, do you say bittul?
Yeah.
Everyone agrees. Why? Because that's called min b'she'eno mino. Min b'she'eno mino. Milk and meat are different meaning. And the way bittul works, listen carefully, is you have opposing forces operating on each other, and the dominant force overwhelms the non-dominant force. Is that clear?
Yeah. Yes.
And therefore, min b'she'eno mino is butter. Gets overwhelmed. The milk is nullified by the oppositional meat. Is that clear? Rega. Now, what about min b'mino? Min b'mino is a machlokes Rabbi Yehuda and Chachamim. Rabbi Yehuda says, min b'mino eino batel. You don't apply the rule of bittul. Why don't you apply bittul in min b'mino? Because what is the ABCs of bittul?
The strong one push up the
weak. The ABCs of bittul is oppositional forces. One nullifies the other, but if they're essentially the same, For example, kosher meat and shreif meat, how do they taste different? It tastes the same. The meat is the meat. And therefore, you don't have oppositional forces. And as a result, ain't no butter. That is the shita of Rav Yehuda. Chachamim say, min bemino is butter. Is butter. Why is min bemino butter if the whole ABCs of bittul is oppositional forces? And this is the view of Chachamim. Now, by the way, how do we pass it? We pass like Chacham. So even min bemino is going to be butter. What's the lumdus of min bemino butter? Fancy lumdus. Sammy? So they are oppositional forces. Yeah. But they're not oppositional forces in terms of their
physical
characteristics and traits. They're oppositional when it comes to their halachic categories. You have a halachic category of what? Of kosher. A halachic category of treif, and those halachic categories, one can nullify the other. Yafeh. Yafeh. Fancy lumdus. That's a fancy lumdus in Arisha. But then he goes even more fancy. Oh. So look at the underlined text. So the Ran writes as follows. Everything I've done so far is a summary of the simple words of the Ran. Ulafichach, says the Ran. Kol shechalukin be'isr v'heter, as long as there's a chiluk halachically, afilu min bemino bata. Why? Dehavale k'min b'she'eno mino. It's as if it's min b'she'eno mino. And now look at this. Holy smokes. U'mishum hachi amrina de'bedavar she'yesh lo matirin. Notu Rabbanon Mishum Chumra L'Rabbi Yehuda T'kevon She'ein Dovor Zeh Choluk Min HaHeter L'Gamre B'Isser V'Heter She'af Hu Sofo Lios Nitar Kamo And Amrinon She'ein Obatel B'Mino D'Hochi Have Domu Tuva Chada She'ein Shava B'Min. Unbelievable. Says Chachamim, min bemino is bata. But only when? Only if it's a davar she'ein lo matir. But if it's a davar she'yesh lo matirin, eino bata. Why not? Go.
The oppositional force is only temporary.
Because it's not really oppositional forces. Yes, for today, for tomorrow, this might be usser, but the isser is? It's fleeting. It's, don't give me gavrich. Don't give me gavrich. I'm not interested in gavrich. It's a fleeting isser. And since it's a fleeting isser, you can't call these forces what kind of forces?
Oppositional
forces. Memela. Even according to Chachamim, this is going to be classified as what? As min bemino. And if it's classified as min bemino, what's the din?
No bit.
That's a fancy pshat. That's a very, very fancy pshat. I don't think any normal human beings would come up with that pshat. But that's a razzle-dazzle pshat. According to the Ran, might you suggest that Davar Shiyesh Lo Matirin Eino Batel is a Din Doraisa? Could be. According to Rashi, it's a Din Drabanan. The Ran might very well argue that on a Doraisa level, Davar Shiyesh Lo Matirin Eino Batel, because, after all, it's not min be, it's not min be she'ein amino. And the mela, and the mela ain't bit.
I just said rov is there, but I'm quite sure what I said.
What?
Who said that? idea of rov is
no, rov is the raisa. Rov is the raisa. Yeah!
So how, are we posking that treif meat in kosher meat is batel?
Treif meat in kosher meat? That's chachamim. That's chachamim. Davar she'ein lo matirin is batel.
Okay, so but according to...
Rabbi Yehuda, it wouldn't be batel.
I thought we said if you said meat, two are kosher, one's treif, but one is only two of them.
That's a din d'rabban. In a Torah, you can go.
But it's...
Okay. Now, that's all background information. Now I'm ready to begin the shir. And let's go. So let us open up our Gemaras, please, to Daf Lamed Amud Aleph. Actually, you don't have to open up your Gemara. You have it in front of you. But I will need some Rambams, and I will need some... you will need to open up your Gemara in a second. Okay, look at the Gemara in source number 6. Now, let me ask you a question, just a quick question. Make sure you're with me. Is Chametz ba-Pesach a Davar Shishmatir?
Yeah.
Is it simple it's a Davar Shishmatir?
No.
It's not going to be simple. And it's going to be a big bachelkes. You'll see a Mordechai tomorrow. The Mordechai says mefurish that it's not a davar sheish lamatir. You'll see a Rambam today that it is davar sheish lamatir. And what gets us started is the Gemara in Maseches Psachim on Daf Lamed Amud Aleph, source number 6. So Amar Rava, a famous and important statement of Rava. What does Rava say? Hilchasa, chametz bizmano. Bein b'mino, bein shelo b'mino, aser b'mashu. Chametz on Pesach is aser b'mashu. Aser b'mashu. What does aser b'mashu mean? There's no shear. There's no shear. Why is chametz aser b'mashu? Why should that be? Why should that be? Rashi says that means that if you have a little crumb that falls into your kedera, the whole kedera is aser. Even though normally we say batel b'shishim, here no bittel b'shishim. Why is that? Why is that? There's the Shita of the Rambam, and there's the Shita of Rov Rishon. The
Rashi?
Overwhelming preponderance of Rishon.
We're trying to understand Rashi.
Why is it Aser B'mashu? So you look at the Rambam.
Aser B'mashu doesn't have to mean
Bittul,
right?
Aser B'mashu means you don't say Bittul. You don't say Bittul.
That's Rashi spelled.
You don't say Asamash means you don't say Bittul.
How do we know that? Rashi is saying
if you say Bittul, then it wouldn't be Asamash.
It would if you have a piece of chametz.
Yes. You're right. You know, it's Asamash, meaning if you have just a crumb. And Rashi's adding, and everyone agrees.
Okay.
Everyone agrees that it's also you do not say Bittul. Lev Cohen, where's Lev Cohen? Are you with me? Little bit.
I kind of got lost. Yeah,
this is so easy.
You said that. No.
I said the marmakomas are. Shear now is simple.
I'm thinking about this M part. While this is. So
okay. Just don't lose me. Yitzchak, let me just read a Rambam for you. Okay.
What's the difference between in the Gemara itself, though, between Ben Mino or in Mino?
It doesn't matter whether the chametz fell into a pile of. Matzah of meat, or it fell into a pile of. If chametz fell into a pile of meat, or fell into a, it's the Gemara. Don't bother me. You're making me crazy. It's the Gemara. Bein b'mino, bein shelo b'mino. It's the Gemara. What are you doing? Well, if it falls into a pile of meat, which is ein b'mino, or it falls into a pile of grain products, which is b'mino, doesn't make a difference. It is still. Ain't no batel. Rambam. Yeah. Why? Perek tezvav macholos asuros halacha tes. Chametz ba-pesach. The Rambam in this perek, in macholos asuros, is dealing with the laws of rov. Rov, bittel, etc. And the Rambam says, chametz ba-pesach, af alpi, shumei isurei Torah, even though chametz ba-pesach is an isur doraisa, you don't apply these rules of bittel and rov. 15:9. Lefi she'ein atarovas asura. Why not? Why not? Says the Rambam, a stunning comment. Lefi she'ein hatarovas asura la'olam. Because this mixture is not what? It's not asur la'olam. It's not a perpetual iser. Sheri la'achar ha'pesach. Tia kol hatarovas muteris. It's all going to be muter. Lefichach. So what does it tell you? What is Rambam's vision? It's a davar sheh yeshlamati. Davar sheh yeshlamatirin. So if you want to know why it's aser b'mashu, the answer is davar sheh yeshlamatirin. Davar.
Only the mixture is.
Why does Rambam
add shalom b'mina?
Because he's telling you, even in a tarovis, in a mixture, the entire tarovis is aser.
So he said that before, Yisurei Torah, in the Kol HaSeilu. He said that at the beginning, he already said before, it's not Bakal.
And this is echoed in the Rambam in Hilchos Chametz Matzah, Perek Aleph Halacha Hey, Chametz Nisarei B'Davar Acher, Tok Pesach, if in the middle of Pesach, the Chametz is what? Is mixed in with other food, being the Mino, being Shalavimino, Hare ze oser bekosher. It is oser bekosher. Meaning what? The whole taroves is oser. A crumb falls in, and that's why your moms go crazy. Is because a crumb falls in to the roast beef. The whole thing is oser. The whole thing is oser.
Does that mean it's?
The whole thing is oser. Look at the Maggid Mish. Ooh.
Wait, but the other Rambam.
Without
a mixture, it would be Chom Shabbat Pesach. What's the Am Pesach now? Now it's
an Am Pesach. It's Chom Shabbat.
Okay, now.
In the mixture of things that I'm.
Okay, John, please open up. I need one more Mar Makom, and then I'm done with. And then I'm done with our introduction. Then I'm done with the introduction. Please open up your Gemaras to the Milchamos Hashem.
The
Milchamos Hashem is on the Dape Harif for now. For now. Look at the Milchamos. Dav Zayin on the days in the Dape Harif.
No, but because it's a mixture.
The same thing as in the 7b in the page of the Rif. You have the Oz Vahada Ram Gemaras. It's on, at least in my version of the old other, it's Chaf Aleph. If you're in the standard, go to Zayin Amud Beis. Find the Milchamos Hashem. The Milchamos are authored by the Ramban, Nachmanides, as a defense against the Balamor of the Rif. Where did the Rif live? In Fez. In Morocco. I love Morocco.
On the record.
Okay. Now there's a paragraph in the Bala in the Ramban that begins Uma Sheomru de Rava Krab Yochana. Okay, if you're in the standard version of the Milchamos on Zayin Amud Beis,
it's like in the center of the blob.
Different versions. Different versions have different. Yours is in the bottom.
It's in the bottom. It's in the center or the bottom of the block.
What?
Yeah, that's for Shas Vilna. Shas Vilna center of the book.
Good.
Yeah.
Wait,
what's the word?
If you go, the paragraph that begins Amar HaKosev, it's about 15 lines down from that. Maybe 12 lines down.
What's the first word?
I'm looking at the words Umash Amr de Rabba Krav Yochan Sfir Levi Shari Suri.
For the guys of the Uzvadar, it's the first line on the second column.
The first line on the what?
Second column.
Okay.
Nine lines.
Or is it the second paragraph with four words in it?
First word is.
You
didn't
say that there.
Okay. All right, guys. Let's go. Okay, so the Ramban is addressing why is chametz aser b'mashu? And look what the Ramban says. I'm looking one sentence past where you are. Derava b'chametz kula. When it comes to Rava Shita, which is aser b'mashu, why is it aser b'mashu? So he explains. De kevan de chametz bizmano hichmira alav Torah. Yoter mi shari surin. Chametz bizmano is much more chomer than shari surin. How do you find this? Number one, shubakaris. Is nisakaris. Number two, ob mishum bai rabbi matze. Number three, velo bedile in shemine. Therefore, hichmira be rabbonin tfemi bishari surin. There are three factors that make a chametz more chamor than other averos: kares, ba'yirah, and lo bedile. And the Ramban argues, why is it that chametz is aser b'mashu? Because the Torah is telling you, is announcing, that chametz is not just any type of iser, it is... It is a very chomer iser. Take a look at your sheets for a second. Keep your Ramban open. But look at your sheets, and on the sheets, I quote for you a rush. Actually, two rushes. And if you look at the rush in Maseches, turn the page. In our Maseches, why is it that chametz is not batel b'shishim? Is because of the Sakaris. And in Avodah Zarah he says, Lo bedile mine, and therefore echmiru chachamim lo osro be mashu. It'll be usr even be mashu. Why? Because lo bedile in shemine. Now, I want to make two more comments, and then we'll start sharing.
What is lo bedile in shemine?
Comment number one. And this Sammy Friedman Shlita has been bothered by since the beginning of the first time I said Davar Shishmat. Is Chametz a Davar Shishmat? So we said, according to the Rambam, for sure. Why? Because after the Zmana Isser, it's going to be Mutter. Is that true?
No,
that's true. That's not true according to Rabbi Yehuda. And it's not true according to Rabbi Shimon. Because according to Rabbi Shimon, can you eat chametz after Pesach?
No.
So true, it's a din derabbanan. But ad sheyochlenu beh. Why rely on eating it now b'safek iser when? When what? When after Pesach I can eat it Be'hetar. So I can't eat it Be'hetar Gomer. Why can't I eat it Be'hetar Gomer? Because even according to Rabbi Shimon, there's a what?
There's a
Knas Terabbanon. Not to what? Not to eat it. So look at this Ramban. Look at this Ramban. It's an amazing Ramban.
Which one?
The same Ramban. The Orani Omer. I agree with the Ramban. The cave and the camel called Avish and Matir not being available, but Av Chametz Bapesach Eino Batel Olam. Why not? Not just because of Kares and Lo Bedilei in Sheminei and because of Ayurveh Masei, but because of Davish Shmatir in Sheminei. Tav Shul Zes is Arbo Chametz Ve'ein Ata Osro Ela Leyomo Hayom Aser Lemachar Hu Mutter Ve'hu Atzmo Be'en Mutter Min HaTorah. Aye, but what did Rabbi Shimon? What did Rabbi Shimon say? Rabbi Shimon says it's aser. So look at this five words, but it's an amazing five words. Velo konas Rabbi Shimon lahakilo. Amazing five words. Velo konas Rabbi Shimon lahakel Allah. Can you eat the chametz after Pesach? We can't eat the chametz after Pesach. Why not? Because if you eat the chametz, if we let you eat the chametz after Pesach, what might you end up doing?
Keep it over Pesach.
You might not get rid of your chametz over Pesach. So Rabbi Shimon created a knas de Rabbana. Is a knas coming to be punish you or to be light on you?
Just protect you.
Is it to punish you? Is it a punitive measure? Is it a fine, a penalty,
yes,
or is it just to make
life
easy?
It's a fine.
So the Ramban says, the knas will only work to your detriment. The knas can never work to render you a kula. You see, what the Rav Shimon's knas effectively does is it turns a davar sheh shematir into a davar sheh ein lamatir, which means we should allow...
You eat it.
We should allow bittul.
Yeah.
But that would mean that the knas is coming now to be naked. Lahakir Allah. Says the Ramban, a knas can never, ever, ever give you a kul. So while it's going to be usher after Pesach, it's not going to convert it into a davar sheh. Sheh? It's not going to make a davar sheh. Okay. Akka. What? According to you, it's the rice. For sure, it's davashe ein lo mati, yesh lo mati. Ein lo mati. Yeah, so bittul will work with the minute. Okay. Now I'm going to give you a test. There are four separate and distinct reasons why chametz on Pesach is also b'mashu. They are. Number one, davashe shematir. That's the Rambam, and the Ramban cites that as well. The Ramban cites three other factors. Kares is a factor, which the Rush also cites in Avodah Zarah. Lo bedile, I'm sorry, the Rush cites in Psachim. Lo bedile in Sheminei is another factor, and Ba'al Rabbi Mos is another factor. Okay, here's my question, very simple.
What's the Rambam saying?
Very simple. The Rambam says Davar Shematir. Halach Lamaisa. Halach Lamaisa. This has almost happened to me. Almost happened. I'll tell you what did happen to me. My wife did a whole razzle-dazzle preparation. And turns out that she baked and cooked and this and that, a lot of stuff with margarine. And the margarine was absolutely kidneys. Kidneys, that's not as bad as chametz. But let's say it was actual kidneys is a problem too. Is there bittul kodem pesa? Is there bittul kodem hapesa?
It's not us. Wait, at the time.
Is there bittul kodem hapesa? Mishah shishis. after Chatzos on Erev Pesach, do you say Bittul?
According to the Rashi, yes. According to the Rashi, yes. It says that straight out.
Oh. What does the Rush say straight out?
No, no. He says that it's low.
Where's the Rush? Source number 10. Look at the Rush. Source number 10. Look at the Rush. Source number 10. The Chametz. Mishay Shol Sulamala. Af Alpi Shelokno Min HaTorah. Kevan She'ein Bo Kares. Hareyu Kishar Isurim. Ubatal B'Shisha. Umutter Af BaPesach. Kevan She'nizbat El Kod MaPesach. Very important. Would the Rambam agree to that halacha?
No.
Would the Rambam agree to that halacha?
It depends if he needs all three or if there's...
The Rambam!
At that point, it's still a Davar Sheh.
At that point, it's a Davar Sheh.
It's Mutter.
Why? What are you talking about?
At that point, it's not Chametz.
After Sheh Shos?
After Sheh Shos! After Sheh Shos, it's what? It's a Davar Sheh. Yesh L'Matir. Eino Batel. What does the Rush say, however? The Rush says, is there an Issa Kares called in Pesach?
No.
So once there's no Issa Kares, then it reduces the Chumrah of the Isser, and it will be Bata. Take a look at the Magen Mishnah, source number 8a.
It will be Bata even on Pesach.
V'yesh Misha Kosav, Dilafitam Zeh, Hu Adin, B'nis'are B'sheshoz O'mal Ber Pesach Shu B'mashu, it'll still be also B'mashu. Who's going to say like that? That's going to be the Shita of the Rambam, who's built on Davar Sheyeshlo Matir. Chametz Nukshe. What will be the din of Chametz Nukshe B'Ta'aroves? Some Chametz Nukshe falls into your potato kugel on Pesach itself.
Isn't it on Pesach itself. Isn't it unedible?
What's the Rambam I'm going to tell you?
After Pesach it's fine, but during Pesach it's not.
Wow. After Pesach it's not fine either.
Why not?
Why, yes.
Doesn't he say that if it falls into a mixture, then the mixture is mutter after Pesach?
So look at the Magen Avraham. 11a. Shulchan Aruch, Hilchos Pesach, Simen Tov Mem, Vav, Sibbeis. Lefi She'ein Bo Kares, since Chametz Nukshah has no Isser Chametz, so the Ma'aril writes, "Ibatal b'shishim o'osa b'mashu." What's the halacha? So again, if the issue is kares, it will not be. It'll be bata, and that is the psak of the Ma'aril. What about our case?
Even on Pesach.
Even on our case. What if you have chametz? This might be our case. Our case might be, we could totally dispose of our case. Look at the last piece in Shulchan Aruch, source number 12. This interesting din. Let's see, you have chametz, or macholos asuros, b'ta'aroves, and it will spoil. The food will spoil. So the fact that it's going to spoil, if you are, this is going to be telling the macholos Rashi and the Ran, no? If the issue is Rashi, eat it tomorrow, Beheter Gomor, rather eating it today, so what's going to be the din?
It'll be mutter.
What's going to be the din? What?
It'll be butter tomorrow.
Then it'll be butter because you can't eat it tomorrow. But if you're based on a fancy razzle-dazzle of the Ram, then it's going to be... It'll still be butter. Let me ask you one last question. Can you get Hana'ah from a Davar Sheyesh Lo Matir? That is butter.
It's
a davar sheyesh lo matir. In other words, you have chametz, asabana, falls into a pile of kugel. You can't eat it, kares, and lobadile, etc. Davar sheyesh lo matir, and I want to know, yeah, can you give it to your dog? Can you? Let's say you wanna. It's a chametz potato kugel that has a gewaltige smell, and you wanna fragrance. You wanna smell it. So I'm not gonna answer that question for you right now. What do you wanna say?
It's our Gemara, isn't it?
Is it our Gemara?
It is our Gemara.
Is it our Gemara?
You're not eating the moldy bread anyway. The only purpose that you would use these suffix strategies for is to.
Something strategies. I like that one. Okay, Allah, I'm gonna touch. We're gonna touch on this a little more tomorrow. Have an excellent day.
Get another question.
What about Issa Hanan?